This is News Today with WDW News Today. I'm Tom Corliss of WDWNT.com. Here now are the top Disney park stories from around the world for May 25th, 2022. We have now confirmed the rumor that Walt Disney World annual pass holders will be required to show their annual pass in the My Disney Experience app in order to prove eligibility for both dining and merchandise discounts. Currently, it is still allowable for annual pass holders to show their photo ID and physical pass. However, annual pass cards no longer have their expiration date printed on them. Sometimes they have the year, but that doesn't give them an exact expiration date. As a result, Disney is updating the policy to require guests to prove their eligibility exclusively within the My Disney Experience app. Some people have told us they've been able to show the digital ticket from their phone as well. So as long as it's one of those two things and shows the expiration date and the name, you're probably fine. Pass holders, of course, can find their pass in the app by clicking the three-lined hamburger menu, then tickets and passes. You may then need to scroll past the tickets of friends and family who are linked to you in order to find your own. It'll show your name, the pass type, such as a sorcerer pass, and the expiration date. I will say this. Obviously, with the Disneyland Magic Key, I don't have a physical ticket. If I am not completely ready, if I've grabbed stuff in the store and there's not a wait, you know, there's not a line to go up to the counter, I end up fumbling for the phone and I have, you know, this is my line of work. So I obviously know a lot of people who go to the parks and have a lot of people's tickets attached to me. So there's a lot going on there between the app has to open and you have to open the other page and open the section with the tickets and scroll through them and they have to scan it. And obviously here they're just reading it or in most cases pretending to read it. But I mean, are you really that worried? If someone has gone through the trouble of showing you a ticket and an ID, you've decided that's, you know, you think you're losing enough money that this is a worthwhile thing to do to make all these paying customers take longer to fumble through an app. I don't know. It seems like nonsense to me. Foodies rejoice as the famed fresh fruit waffle sandwich is now available once again all day at Sleepy Hollow in the Magic Kingdom. Previously, the sandwich, which was made with strawberries, blueberries, bananas, and chocolate hazelnut spread, or, you know, Nutella, on a Belgian waffle, has only been available as a breakfast item, no longer being served after 11 a.m., after an on-and-off period of being available all day. But now, as the summer begins, we have it again all day long. Get it yourself for $8.49, and you could use the mobile order option on the app as well. A new 50th anniversary button-up shirt by Rain Spooner is available at the Magic Kingdom. It can be picked up in the Emporium. Guests can find this shirt in sizes ranging from small through 3XL, and they're $115 each. It is a Rain Spooner. The button-up features colorful print of vintage Walt Disney World buttons, if you're feeling nostalgic. These designs were featured on buttons in the 70s and sport a number of classic characters, including Mickey, Minnie, Donald, Goofy, and Winnie the Pooh. There's also a pocket on the front of the shirt as well, and the black stitching ensures that the pocket is almost invisible within the print of the shirt. It's still large enough to hold all your essentials. I would know. I wear them every day. Two new limited edition pins celebrating the 20th anniversary of Journey into Imagination with Figment are now available at Epcot. The anniversary is celebrating the current edition of the attraction, which, if you're like me, you can't believe has made it this long. In fact, a couple years ago, we did an article where we marked when this version of the ride had outlived the original beloved version. The classic Journey into Imagination. It is wild, the 20 years and no end to this thing in sight. We found the pins in both the Pin Trader shop and at ImageWorks at Epcot. They're a limited edition size of 3,000 each. The one on the left with the gray backing card is an annual pass holder exclusive, and they are $19.99 each. Of course, Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind reopens on Friday, May 27th. We now know that the merchandise for the newest ride at Epcot will debut in the Creation Shop. Most of the merchandise will also be offered at the Treasures of Xandar exit gift shop when that opens later that day. It will not be open in the morning because Disney doesn't want you storming the ride. However, dated opening merchandise will only be available in Creation Shop. Due to a limited quantity of merchandise, Disney will enforce purchase limits of two per person per item. The rule is regularly in place around the resort for things like this. They previously announced four merchandise collections for the new attraction, the Heroes of Xandar, the Guardians of the Galaxy Through the Eyes of Peter Quill, Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind Honorary Guardians, and Groot Through the Years. These four collections will be available at Creations, but they'll also be available at Treasures of Xandar when that opens later on the 27th. Did you know you can support the entire team behind this show and others by joining the WDWNT Inner Globe Society at patreon.com/WDWNT? Get access to exclusive content, discounted show and event tickets, and more. Special shout out to all the Wigs members watching the show today. You make the show happen each and every week. If you want to take home a piece of your favorite park, a new hand-painted ornament featuring the France Pavilion is now available at Souvenirs de France at Epcot for $29.99. The ornament features a small-scale replica of the France Pavilion. Les Vins de France appears on the left. The Beauty and the Beast sing-along is featured as the film at the Palace du Cinéma. Unfortunately, not Impressions de France, which would have, you know, made sense. Mickey and Minnie share a romantic moment beneath the Eiffel Tower, and the Eiffel Tower rises above the charming French street. And a green sign on the corner advertises La Maison de Vin, and the ornament is packed with delightful details. It's very cute. For nearly 15 years, Walt Disney Animation Studios had an outpost at the Disney MGM Studios at Walt Disney World, and a new book coming out later this year will tell the story of the animators that work there. The Disney Animation Renaissance Behind the Glass at the Florida Studio by Mary E. Lesher is set to be released from the University of Illinois Press on December 27, 2022. Lesher, who passed away in 2019, served as an animator for Walt Disney Feature Animation and Disney Toon Studios from 1989 to 2006. That's the entire lifetime of the Florida Animation Studio, by the way. The magic of Disney animation, an attraction at the park that allowed guests to get an inside look at how Disney creates their famed animated films with animators on full view, was of course there until the Disney shut down its Florida studio in early 2004. The description from the publisher reads, quote, Walt Disney Feature Animation Florida opened in Orlando at the dawn of the Disney Renaissance. As a member of the crew, Mary E. Lesher witnessed the small studio's rise and fall during a transformative era in the company and movie history. Her in-depth interviews with fellow artists, administrators, and support personnel reveal the human dimension of a technological revolution. The dramatic shift from hand-drawn cell animation to the digital format that eclipsed it in less than a decade. She also traces the Florida studio's parallel existence as part of the magic of Disney Animation, a living theme park attraction where Lesher and her colleagues worked in full view of Walt Disney World guests eager to experience the magic of the company's legendary animation process. A ground-level look at the entertainment giant, the Disney Animation Renaissance profiles the people and purpose behind the little-known studio during a historic era. I am definitely picking this up. The Tumble Monkeys and Ariel Bird Dance will return to Festival of the Lion King at Disney's Animal Kingdom on July 16, 2022. We learned back in March that the monkeys and the dancers would be returning this year. The monkeys have been absent entirely since the show reopened as a celebration of the Festival of the Lion King, while the birds have only been dancing on the ground. With the full return of these two acts, the name of the show will be reverted back to Festival of the Lion King. Meanwhile, the celebration of Festival of the Lion King will end forever on July 4th, and the theater will be dark from then until July 16th. What a great time to make a theater dark, right between the 4th of July holiday and the middle of July. That's a good thing that's not a busy time at Disney World or anything. Hopefully they get the Nemo. The theory is the Nemo show will open by then, so hopefully they'll have that because they're going to need the capacity. Avengers Campus will be opening at the Walt Disney Studios Park in Disneyland Paris on July 20th, 2022. That is a bit of a delay from the early summer opening they had told us. July 20th isn't really early summer, if you're keeping track. The heroes that'll be encountered roaming the campus on or around the rooftops include Spider-Man, Iron Man, Captain Marvel, Black Panther, Black Widow, Thor, Loki, Sam Wilson as Captain America, Ant-Man and the Wasp, Okoye and the Dora Milaje from Wakanda, and like in California, guests will get the chance to train with Black Panther's loyal protectors, the Dora Milaje, and learn from the warriors of Wakanda on what it's like to be a member of the elite Royal Guard. Also, a sleek new high-tech Avengers vehicle will roam around the campus throughout the day, dispatching the heroes in style. And of course, up on the Quinpad, the gleaming Quinjet will also be the focal point of special missions. Of course, saving the world can also be fun, as recruits will have a chance to try on their best dance moves during an interactive dance-off with Star-Lord and Gamora from the Guardians of the Galaxy. The Gateway Portal will also give recruits a chance to capture the moment when they meet one of the many superheroes of Avengers Campus. Meanwhile, in the training center, guests can experience a one-of-a-kind encounter with Spider-Man, Iron Man, and Captain Marvel. And for the first time in a Disney park, a dynamic freeze frame video sequence created by Disney PhotoPass with 27 cameras all around the action can capture these meetings with Captain Marvel or Iron Man and turn them into unforgettable moments. These special encounters will be available for booking through the Disneyland Paris mobile app. Disneyland Paris also revealed the first look at the Iron Man audio animatronic that'll be in the pre-show of Avengers Assemble Flight Force. This is the first fully electric audio animatronic at Walt Disney Studios Park in Disneyland Paris, and it's actually, in total, the first audio animatronic period in that park's entire history, by the way. And it'll feature 43 different functions. They also confirmed that Brie Larson will reprise her role as Captain Marvel on that ride. The coaster, of course, a re-theme of Rock and Roller Coaster, it will now feature Iron Man and Captain Marvel side by side and will be unique to Avengers Campus in Paris. On this high-speed roller coaster, recruits will team up with, again, Captain Marvel and the one and only Iron Man. Recruits will be briefed by Iron Man himself, equipped with a brand new Mark 80 armor designed exclusively for this mission. And with no time to waste, they'll have the opportunity to team up with two Avengers on a high-speed mission. They'll embark and fly up through space in a vehicle that Stark has equipped with a homing device to lure the threat away from planet Earth. The height requirement, by the way, is 120 centimeters, or if you're an American, that's 47 inches. Meanwhile, Spider-Man Web Adventure is a new generation of attraction where recruits of all ages will be given web-slinging powers accomplished through innovative technology created specifically for the ride. The mission to team up with Spidey and help capture the out-of-control Spider-Bots, Peter Parker's robot sidekicks, before they wreak havoc on the campus. The adventure begins at Avengers Campus Worldwide Engineering Brigade, also known as WEB, a workshop of bright innovators who specialize in developing new technologies to equip and empower everyday people to become superheroes like the Avengers. The workshop showcases the inventions of Peter Parker and the rest of the WEB tech team, including their adorable Spider-Bots, which are designed to be robotic helpers capable of building anything the superhero might need. Through specially designed innovative technology that recognizes body movements and gestures, recruits will reach out their hands and sling webs from their wrists, just like Spider-Man. And as the web-slinger vehicles progress and the mission continues, Spider-Bots will become harder and harder to beat as they continue to multiply. And after helping Spider-Man trap the rogue Spider-Bots, recruits will be able to see how many Spider-Bots they caught as a team in their vehicles. Of course, this is the same attraction as Web Slingers, a Spider-Man adventure out at DCA, and just has a different name. The real question here is, so in the DCA attraction, you visit all of the locales there, which happens to include Guardians of the Galaxy Mission Breakout, the Collector's Fortress. That doesn't exist in Paris. So the question has been, is there a unique scene that has maybe the Flight Force attraction? We don't know, and they still haven't said anything at this point. Of course, there's no height requirement for this attraction, allowing anyone to enjoy the fun. Meanwhile, Pym Kitchen will feature a buffet filled with savory and sweet dishes enhanced with Pym particles. Similarly, as Disney California Adventure's Test Kitchen, the food here will be supersized or super small. The menu in Paris features gigantic shareable pretzel sandwiches, hot dogs, burgers, cakes, and the tiniest versions of them. Other choices include jambalaya, Caesar salad with giant croutons. You know, you mean bread? 0.5 meter. You could just shut me off at home. 0.5 meter extra long green beans and more vegetarian options. Additionally, oversized desserts include a pecan pie by the meter, giant blue donuts and mini red donuts, mini cheesecakes, carrot cake, red velvet, giant strawberry cream cake, and honeycomb cake will all be available. And if you've been to Disneyland Paris, some of that sounds familiar because it's the stuff that's on every buffet. For adults, alcoholic options include red wine served in tiny vials and a selection of four miniature beers served in the Pym Kitchen souvenir glasses or a special glass of blue Chardonnay. The art of the table will use the codes of a lab with olive oil presented in test tubes, soups in beakers, and wine served in Erlenmeyer flasks. Pym Kitchen will also host a bar serving a signature blue and red cocktail presented in a beaker and a superfood cocktail made with blue Chardonnay, Perrier, Martini, and dried goji berries. Meanwhile, Stark Factory is a quick service restaurant where recruits refueling will get to enjoy a cooking show experience with homemade pizzas fresh from a pizzaiola oven, including a vegetarian option, salads, and a choice of fresh pasta. The signature dessert will be paying tribute to Thor, as it will be inspired by the God of Thunder's very own favorite treats, as seen in Marvel Comics. I don't know what Thor eats. I have no idea. Tell us in the comments if you know. Formerly an assembly line for Howard Stark, it features relics of S.H.I.E.L.D.'s earlier activities and hosts many Easter eggs hidden as fan tributes, including artifacts built by Tony Stark and the impressive Hulkbuster, the armor he created with the help of Bruce Banner for the Hulk, which is exclusive to Disneyland Paris. In order to hold back the Hulk. What I love about this is the restaurant used to be called the Blockbuster Cafe. Now it has a Hulkbuster in it. Should have been Hulkbuster Cafe. It should have been the name. In addition to the two main venues, Stark Factory and Pym Kitchen, Avengers Campus and Walt Disney Studios Park will have three more dining options. These are mostly because, again, we told you a couple weeks ago they were planning to open in late June without restaurants. Well, seeing as the main restaurants weren't going to be ready, they seem to have developed a number of side dining options that probably won't be permanent. But nonetheless, the Web or Worldwide Eating Brigade food truck will be run by the Web Workshop's inventors and serve a variety of Asian noodles and coconut meatballs. The Fantastic Food Truck will be Tony Stark's favorite, parked nearby, serving New York-style hot dogs, including vegan sausages, various types of sauces and toppings, and a cheesecake on a stick for dessert. Avengers Campus will also be home to the Super Diner, a small traditional American restaurant serving Reuben sandwiches, a signature North American recipe made with corned beef, cheese, sauerkraut, and a savory dressing grilled between slices of rye bread. This will be to go only, and this is operating out of Café de Cascadores, which, if you know Disneyland Paris, is this really cool. One of the few cool things from that park when it opened, it is a legitimate prefab diner that they bought from New Jersey. And it is really cool. It's not like something out of the 50s or 60s. I don't know what year it was built. It is super cool. It was closed when they started building the land. But now it's going to be, at least they're going to use the kitchen to make these sandwiches, and they're going to bring them out. I thought this would have been really cool as the Shawarma Palace, right? I mean, it looks like a New York diner kind of deal. So why it's just going to serve Reuben sandwiches, which, to my knowledge, don't really have a strong connection to the Marvel Universe. Who knows? Anyway, here are some of the items you'll be able to pick up at Mission Equipment in Avengers Campus. Some of them are going to look familiar because they're also available at Disney California Adventure. But Paris does have some of their own items. You'll see a bottle, a different Spider-Man pin, a different web jacket. So they do have, and a mug, they have some different items. But they also later revealed some of the merchandise that will be available before the land's opening on July 20th, and some that will debut even after that. There will be two preview T-shirts. One is Heather Gray with the Avengers logo on the center, Avengers Campus along the top, and Assembled 2022 Disneyland Paris along the bottom. It also features Iron Man, Pymtech, and Web logos in red. These will be available on Saturday, May 28th at Legends of Hollywood and as well at Disney's Hotel New York, The Art of Marvel. The white tee is simpler with 2022 printed in the Avengers logo. Avengers Campus and Disneyland Paris are printed sideways beneath the logo. The silver and red pin of the Avengers logo will be available at a later date. The pin has 2022 with the logo and Avengers Campus and Disneyland Paris below. So that again will be later on. They also revealed two Avengers Campus phone cases by Rhino Shield. One is black with a blue and white version of the logo. Avengers Campus and Disneyland Paris are printed below that. And the other phone case is blue with Spider-Man swinging across it, and a few subtle web spider shapes are in the background. Avengers Campus branded cardboard frames will be available for ride photos. They're both a vertical and horizontal version. The frames are black and covered with various Marvel logos. The Avengers logo is the largest at the top corner. Other logos include that for Thor, Captain America, Iron Man, Doctor Strange, Ant-Man, the Hulk, Black Panther, the Guardians of the Galaxy, Hawkeye, and Black Widow. You could also, of course, get your photos printed from the meet and greets and get them put in these as well. They just happen to be sold at the gift shops at the exit, usually, of rides that feature on-ride photo. Disneyland Paris Works on Twitter has shared another aerial look at Phase 2 of the expansion of Walt Disney Studios Park. Of course, Phase 1 includes Avengers, which will now be opening in July. The next phase includes Arendelle, the World of Frozen, maybe a Star Wars area, and a new lagoon for a nighttime show. As Disneyland Paris Works points out, a large technical basin has been completely excavated. Crews have also dug out the marina for Arendelle, the World of Frozen, and are constructing the foundation for the first building in the land, visible at the center of the photo you're looking at now. There has not been much vertical construction yet, but of course, people are very excited. As for that Star Wars land, they have not spoken about it in a long time. It's unclear if and when and what that will be. A new merchandise collection inspired by Sleeping Beauty Castle is coming to Paris as well for their 30th anniversary celebration. Collection will include a spirit jersey, a mini ear headband, and a Loungefly mini backpack. The jersey is dark blue with a burst of colors at the center and a silhouette of a Disney castle. The ear headband and Loungefly mini backpack are both covered in pink and purple sequins. Yeah, they look pretty cool. For the absolute latest Disney Parks news, head on over to WDWNT.com and follow us on all your favorite social media platforms. This program is brought to you by our official travel agent sponsor, The Vacationeer, the engineers of your next magical vacation. Sit back and let their team of vacation planning experts craft your family's next magical trip. The best part, their services are free. Visit WDWNT.travel for details. If you're enjoying the show, be sure to like this video, subscribe to WDW News Today on YouTube for more great content, and click the bell for notifications. Also, hit select all notifications so you never miss an episode of the show. Of course, also here on the channel is WDW News Tonight, at least for the time being, before it moves to unplanned downtime, our other channel, in July. But this Thursday on this channel at 9 p.m., do not miss our celebration of 5 years of Pandora, the world of Avatar. We're very excited about it, of course, one of our favorite things in all of Walt Disney World. It should be a fun time. Don't miss it live, or of course, you can watch it on demand anytime right here on the channel. For the worldwide leader in Disney Parks news, this is Tom Corliss saying, enjoy the rest of your today, and have a great, big, beautiful tomorrow.
Welcome to Disney Entertainment News Today from WDW News Today. I'm Rob Whiteside from WDWNT.com, and here now are the top Disney entertainment stories.
For the latest in Disney entertainment news, watch Disney Entertainment News Today, hosted by Rob Whiteside. From movies and series news to stage shows, books, video games, and more, new episodes drop every Tuesday on Unplanned Downtime.